The roar and screech of the siren faded into the background as the truck slowed to a stop. Morgan popped his seatbelt off and jumped down as the wheels quit rolling. Seconds matter. He'd had that drilled into him since the first day of training, and it was now ingrained into his base personality. He was already pulling hoses off the base of the truck, laying them out as the others hooked them up without a word. They knew exactly what to do. They'd practiced so many times, they did their jobs without thinking about it. "The upper floor is nearly completely engulfed. Get some water on it right away," the captain said, even as the hose was connected and pressure began to build inside it. Morgan turned to the group of people gathered in sleepwear toward the back of the lawn huddled together. He hurried over as soon as the sound of water and fire mixing sent a hiss of steam into the air. "Is everyone out?" he asked them. They looked at each other, stunned. "Richard isn't here," a kid in blue pajamas answered after a few seconds. "Oh, God," the woman, presumably the mother, groaned. "He lives in the small apartment," she pointed to the side addition of the compact house. "The door is right around the side." "Thanks, ma'am," Morgan said as he hurried back to the captain. "Someone is still inside. The family hasn't seen the tenant, Richard. I'm getting my breathing gear.